So let's review. Our shir begins with Haisa Gavoyim Esrim Amo Uvolamaita. The Gemara discusses various ways of reducing the interior height of a sukkah, which is higher than 20 amas, by adding material to the floor, some effective, some not effective. Bekarim b'ksasis lo havamid. Placing bedding on the floor is not effective, even if the batlinu l'kulu. He explicitly says that he abandons them for the entire yomtiv to become part of the sukkah, because the batla daita etz kaladim. His intentions are nullified when compared to most people who would not leave their bedding there for the entire yomtiv. Therefore, bedding, or any material that most people would not leave there for a longer period of time, cannot be considered part of the floor, even if he explicitly abandons it there. Regarding other materials, such as tevin, afav, etzreiris, straw, dirt, or pebbles, which people sometimes do abandon for longer periods of time, it depends on the various degrees of bitl. Bitloi, he explicitly abandons it. All these materials become batl. Ein asid lefanoisei. He will probably not remove it from here, because he has no foreseeable need for it, but loy bitloy, he did not explicitly abandon it. This is machlekes Rabbi Yosi Rabbanan. According to Rabbi Yosi, this is sufficient reason for all these materials to be batal. According to the Rabbanan, all these materials are not batal, because they hold that only if bitloy explicitly is it batal, but loy bitloy is never batal. The next levels are according to Rabbi Yosi only. Stam. There is no specific reason to believe either way, that he will or will not remove it, therefore it depends on the material. Afar is batal, because he will probably leave it there. Tevin is not batal because, as Rashi explains, Tevin ro lebehemo ulahasaka oy letit. Hilkach stami le batal. We cannot assume that he will leave it there because it has many other common uses, such as animal fodder, fuel, or to be mixed into clay. Asud lefanoisei. He will probably remove it. He has a known need for it. Even Afar is not batal. Regarding all of the above, Tzreiris has the same halacha as Afar. Rashi summarizes as follows. Tevin u bitloy, Afar u bitloy, kulo maydi de batal. Even the Rabban agree that it's batal. Tevin stam, v'afar v'asud lefanoisei, de kulo amaloy batal. Even Rabbi Yosi agrees that it is not batal. Tevin v'afar v'einasud lefanoisei, v'afar stam, machlekes Rabbi Yosi batal. In this case, it is batal only according to Rabbi Yosi, but it's not batal according to the Rabban. The Gemara continues with another possible way of reducing the height of the sukkah. If leaves from the schach hang down to within 20 amas, it depends. If the shade they provide is greater than the sunlight shining through them, the sukkah is kosher because it's considered schach and has effectively reduced the height of the sukkah. If there is less shade than sunlight, the sukkah is pasul, because it's not considered schach, and the height has not been reduced. Similarly, if a sukkah was exactly the minimum height of 10 tefachim, and leaves were hanging down below 10 tefachim, Abaya says that the same principle would apply. But in the reverse, if the sunlight is greater than the shade they provide, the sukkah is kosher, because these leaves are considered as if they are not there, and do not reduce the height. If the shade is greater, the sukkah would be possible. However, Rava says that even where we do not consider the leaves schach, the sukkah is possible, because hadiris ruchihi, ve'ein adam dar b'diris rucha, this is an extremely unpleasant dwelling, and no one would live in such a place. There are other ways to lower the height of a sukkah. In a sukkah with three walls, we can build a platform across the entire length of the middle wall, reaching both side walls, thereby reducing the height above it to less than 20 amas. As long as the top of the platform has hechsher sukkah, the appropriate measurements of a sukkah, which is 7x7 tefachim, the sukkah is kosher. Another way would be, u'min hatzad. We can build this platform so that it's only touching one side wall and part of the middle wall. If the space between it and the other side wall is more than 4 amas, it's pasul. If the space is less than 4 amas, it's kosher by dint of the principle of Deifen Akuma. An invalid covering is considered a bent wall. In this case, the schach over the area past the edge of the platform, which is pasul because it's higher than 20 amas, is considered part of side wall, and we now consider the wall to be at the edge of the platform. However, Deifen Akuma can only be utilized up to 4 amas. The Gemara cites another case of Deifen Akuma from a Mishnah later on, Daf Yud Zayin Amud Aleph. Bayis shenifchas, v'sichich al gabov. Em yesh min ha'kais l'sichich dalad amas psula. If someone puts schach in an opening in the roof, if there is 4 amas from the edges to the side walls of the house, it's possible. If there is less than 4 amas on at least 3 sides, it is kosher because of Devan Akuma. The remaining parts of the actual roof are considered bent walls. However, our case has a chiddush, because there the walls of the house are valid walls of less than 20 amas, and we only utilize Devan Akuma to bring them closer to the wall. However, here the walls are not valid, because they are taller than 20 amas. Nevertheless, Devan Akuma renders them valid walls. This halacha would apply as well if he built a platform in the center of the sukkah. The Gemara next discusses a sukkah of less than 10 tefachim high. Ha'isabchusam asar tefachim, v'chakak ba kadei la'ashlim ala asara, em yesh misfas chakak ulekais la'gimel tefachim sula. He dug a pit of 7 by 7 tefachim in the middle of the sukkah to achieve a height of 10 tefachim. If there is a distance of 3 tefachim from the edges of the pit to the side walls, the sukkah is pasul. If there are less than 3 tefachim, the sukkah is kosher, as Rashi explains. This is based on lavud, which in effect makes the sides of the pit reach all the way to the walls of the sukkah. The Gemara explains, Hasam di isi l'dayfin pachas marba amasagya. Hach l'shavi l'dayfin pachas m'shlesha tefachim in iloy loy. The platform's distance to the wall can be up to 4 amas, because it was already a valid wall, and Devan Akuma works within 4 amas of a wall that already exists. In the case of the pit, there were no valid walls, since it was less than 10 tefachim. The pit makes the walls legal because of Lavid, which operates only up to 3 tefachim. The Gemara continues. If a sukkah was taller than 20 amas, and someone built a pillar in the middle that was 10 tefachim high, and it had hechsher sukkah, Abaye wanted to apply the concept of good asik mechitzasa. We consider it as if the sides of the pillar extend up towards the schach, and now this upper area is a valid sukkah. Amle Rava be'ina mechitzas hanikaris. V'leka, a sukkah must have recognizable walls, and there are none, and therefore this is not a valid sukkah. The Gemara cites a machlekes regarding this type of good asik. Tanaban, no'atz arbo kundisin v'sichich al gabon, b'yakav machshir v'acham paislin. If someone inserted poles into his roof and placed schach over them, with no walls, Rabbi Yaakov says this is a sukkah kshera, and the Rabban say it's a sukkah psula. This machlekes can be explained 2 ways. Rav Huna says that the machlekes is al svas hagag, when they put the poles at the edge of the roof. Rabbi Yaakov savor amrina good asik mechitzasa. We do apply good asik in this case and consider the side walls of the house to be extended up. Therefore, the sukkah has walls. Rabban Savri, lo amrina good asik mechitzasa. We do not apply good asik in this case, and the sukkah has no walls. Obviously, good asik cannot apply in the middle of the roof, where there are no walls to extend up. Rav Nachman says the machlekes is b'emtza hagag, in the middle of the roof, or on the ground, as in the case of no'atz arbo kundisin ba'aretz v'sichich al gabon, based on the following reasoning. Rav Yaakov Eimer, royin kol she'ilu yichakaku v'yichalku v'yesh behen tefach lekan v'tefach lekan nidoinim shum diyoymet. We view each pole as if it was chiseled out to form an L-shaped wall, with a tefach in each direction, creating a sukkah of 4 walls. Therefore, this is a sukkah kshera. B'chamayimim, ad sheyushtam kelchasen v'shlishas avol tefach. A sukkah must have at least 2 walls, of a minimum of 7 tefachim, and the third can be a tefach. Therefore, this is a sukkah psula.